Unit 8, pages 117 and 118. Reading.
The Nails in the Fence. Jonathan is a smart boy, but he often behaves badly. When he gets angry, he yells at people and uses angry words. When his little brother comes into his room, he yells, "Get out of my room and shut the door behind you!" When his sister asks him something, he yells, "Leave me alone!" Jonathan's father always says, "Son, don't yell at people. Stop using angry words." But Jonathan can't stop. He can't control his anger.
What can I do with this boy? The father asks himself.
Suddenly, he has an idea. He gives the boy a hammer and a box of nails.
"Son," he says, "every time you get angry, hammer a nail into the fence."
Every day, Jonathan hammers many nails into the fence because he gets angry very often. "This is hard work," he says. "I hate it. I'll try to control my anger." Little by little, Jonathan learns to control his anger. 3 weeks later, Jonathan goes to his father and says, "I don't need any nails now. I've learned to control my anger."
"Good,"
his father says.
"Now go and pull out the nails."
So Jonathan starts pulling out the nails.
"Father, come and see! I've pulled out all the nails,"
the boy says when he finishes the work.
"Well done," his father says. "But look at the fence. There are holes in it. They look like scars, right?"
"Right,"
the boy says.
"Son, angry words are like nails. Nails leave scars on a fence, and angry words leave scars in the soul. Nails hurt a fence, and angry words hurt people's feelings. You can say sorry again and again, but the scars are still there. They'll never disappear."
Jonathan looks at the holes in the fence again. Then he says,
"Now I understand. From now on, I'll be careful how I use words. I don't want to make any holes in people."